Good morning, First Alliance Church. I'm Sue Trumbull, and I'm the Family and Children's Ministry Director here. And today is Home Mission Sunday. So I am a part of Rosa Parks weekly, and some of you are a part of Rosa Parks on a regular basis by doing teacher treats. And so this is Ingrid. She is my, I'm gonna bring her over. She's out of camera range. She is the school's secretary. She's the first face you see, and I think it's always a lovely, sweet, smiling face that makes me happy every time I go in there. So I'm going to ask her some questions. Angela was not able to be here this morning, so she's been put on the spot, so give her some grace. What is your favorite part of First Alliance being a part of Rosa Parks?
Good morning. My name is Ingrid Abercrombie. I am the administrative assistant at Rosa Parks. I have been at Rosa Parks for 11 years. I have been with TPS for 12 years, but my public service have been almost 40 years of government service. The question that you had asked, on behalf of Rosa Parks Elementary School, we appreciate the treats that are brought every Wednesday to our school. It has been a blessing that First Alliance have forged and partnered with our school for, I would say, the last 5 years. And it has just been nice. I guess you could say that we are like spiritually fed when the treats are brought. We are very, very appreciative of First Alliance partnering with Rosa Parks Elementary School.
We also have the opportunity weekly to pray through the school. And I often stop at Ingrid's and we pray for her brother, we've prayed for her mother, we've prayed for multiple things within her own life. So I feel like of everyone there, I know her the best because but prayer is a huge thing at Rosa Parks. Like, we'll have teachers stop us and say, can you pray for this? Can you do this? Can you pray for my aunt who's in intensive care? So we have all of these opportunities to pray, to have conversations. The other person I really appreciate at the school is the nurse. Like, she's the person who takes care of all the sick people, deals with a lot of different things. And so we've also been able to help her with things like toothbrushes and toothpaste and cares like that within the school. The thing that we've done in the last, it's been 2 years, 3 years? We've done the teacher's pantry. So we're a part of donating to the teacher's pantry at Grace Church, and the teachers have an opportunity once a month to go there and pick up school supplies that they need. How has been the response to that?
The response have been pretty good. Me, myself, I'm not able to make the pantry due to my work hours, but I have heard that the opportunity have been made available to the teachers, and some of the teachers have taken the opportunity to visit the pantry.
Last year, we had two new guy teachers that teach fourth grade. And they were new to the school, I think, last year. They're still there this year. But they would come, and they would be like, this is so cool. And they were just so excited that we were able to help them. So we just want to encourage you to be a part of Rosa Parks. There's still some openings for teacher treats, so feel free to call Karen and sign up and be a part of helping the children at Rosa Parks.
Thank you, and be blessed. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
And Garth, you're going to come up with TUI for after school fun.
Good Good morning. Again, I just want to stand here and give you guys a thank you for praying, for supporting us over the years, for financial aid, for financially in every way, Lord. We know it's the Lord that works through you, and we give him praise. So in the last couple years, we've had a lot of challenges. COVID, our building being condemned and tore down, and other lots of issues. Some of those issues have brought changes to our traditional program. So last year, you may have came and seen one or two students there. And those times were really crucial. We were able to go deep into some crucial topics such as the internet usage and influencers and those kind of things. But what you didn't see is some of the things that happened behind the scenes or on Friday nights or some things that we would do that weren't traditional. So some of those things that were happening were, we call it First Friday Night activities. We raised money and put, we're able to send seven students to camp. Or we talked about deep discussions with some of our students that really got to some spiritual battles going on. And we would still consider your prayers really necessary for those issues that are going on. This year's no different. I think those other challenging years have prepared the way for our new challenge, which is our after-school director took a job at Toledo Christian Schools, and we were happy for her. I think it's a great move for her family. But it does create a vacuum for the after-school club. And so with that, looking back, I can see that God was taking us away from traditional type programming and opening up for other kinds of activities to go on. And some of those activities will go on with, we're gonna call it Adventure Friday. We're getting a gym through the Catholic Club of Toledo here. We're gonna do some adventure activities that look at core beliefs, working on cooperation, team building, unity, relationship, cohesion, and enhancing problem solving through challenging activities of learning. And so that'll be followed by some choice time so that relationships and those kind of things can even get deeper. So even though you might see the After Club changing in some ways, it's obviously a God plan. And as we go forward and tackle these challenges, we again would ask that you would pray for us and help us with those things. Most importantly, Jesus talks will continue to be the vital part of our talks, of anything that we do. And we know that our relationship with Christ is most important, and we need that to always be our focus. We are also, we continue to need volunteers, either drivers or people that volunteer to be part of these activities and Wednesday night programming. We're gonna still be here on Wednesdays. We're gonna still do some art museum type activities and educational. We're gonna still be doing tutoring. But some of these things are not gonna take place like in a traditional, you're here from this time to this time. It may be a scheduled type thing. And so I'm looking forward to see what God has for the After School Club. And please be praying for our next director at some point. We will be hiring somebody, and we want God to be the finder of that person. So please pray, and thank you. God bless for him.
Good morning, church. I'm so sad that Aaron couldn't be here. But what I said to Pastor when he told me, he said, hey, Aaron's not going to be here before you. And I said, oh, that's awful. Do I get his time? Yes. Oh, good. Thank you. Church, my name is Melanie Moraga, and I am with Bella Vita Network. What an honor it is to be with Bella Vita Network and to share with you about this organization. How many of you remember when the pregnancy center was called the Crisis Pregnancy Center? Remember that? Yeah, me too, right? Now it's called Bella Vita, and some of you say, why Bella Vita? Bella Vita in Italian means beautiful life. Why did we need a new name? Why did we feel the need to rename and rebrand as Bella Vita Network? Let me tell you why. We're no longer just the pregnancy center of Greater Toledo. We have three outreaches, the first one being Soul Purpose. How many of you in here know a young lady that is in junior or senior high school? We have a beautiful ministry and outreach called Soul Purpose. Soul Purpose dives deep to build community, teach women their value, their worth, and their identity in Christ, so that they never have to walk through the doors of a pregnancy center with an unexpected pregnancy. This outreach was the idea of our director, Kayla, back in 2017, and she wanted a ministry on campuses to raise women up in their value, worth, and identity, and it has been wildly successful. The goal the first year was to make sure that it was on the campus of University of Toledo. Many of you know that if you have a recognized club at a university, you have to get staff or faculty backing. So that's the first challenge, is to get somebody on campus to love your ministry. We did that with University of Toledo. It's been thriving since 2017. Yeah. And then Kayla said, let's try BGSU, those Falcons over there. We're on the campus of BGSU. Yeah. Church, this ministry now is in 6, soon to be 8 states nationwide. One of the reasons that Bella Vita expanded to become a network, because now we're all over the country. So we are seeing, this week, I'm so excited about this. Just this year alone, when school started, we had 150 young ladies show up for Bible study. Right? That's amazing. So that's the upstream, getting in front of things before women ever have to walk through a pregnancy center's doors. In the middle, we have the Pregnancy Center of Greater Toledo. Still the same. Diapers, wipes, formula, pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, all free for women that are experiencing an unexpected pregnancy to come in, find advocacy, find resources, and to come in and build community, and to be able to shop at our boutique. And I'm going to come back to that in a minute to tell you how important that ministry is. Nothing's changed there, except for we've gotten really good at what we do, really super good. And we share the love of Christ. On the other end, we have The Haven. The Haven is this beautiful little building that sits on North Haven Avenue, off of Sylvania Avenue. And it's our post-abortive outreach, our post-abortive ministry. 1 in 4 women, no matter where you're at, 1 in 4 women is post-abortive. And do you serve a loving, forgiving, and redemptive God? I do. And we want to share that redemption with women who have experienced an abortion. If you know someone or you yourself has experienced abortion, I encourage you to check out The Haven. The Haven is someplace safe where women can come and we can talk to them about that redemption, that forgiveness, that love that we all know so well. Also, they have wonderful weekend outreaches where they get together for retreats. And I hear women talk about that after they've been through it and say it was life-changing. They name their babies, they have a memorial, and they say it was absolutely life-changing. So that's The Haven. Another interesting note about The Haven is it shares a driveway with the last abortion clinic in Toledo off of Central Avenue. You'll see that between Jackman and Lewis, there's an abortion clinic. It's a real nondescript building. We share a driveway with them. So you know what we're called to do there? We're called to be really good neighbors. We're called to be really loving neighbors. So we love on our next door neighbors. We provide food for them. We learn their names. We pray for them. And we're really good neighbors because that's what we're called to do. Back to the pregnancy center, I want to tell you two things. One, the most important thing that I'm going to tell you today is your church is investing in this ministry, right? Y'all are investing. Come and see. Come and see what the Lord has done. People will come and visit, and their eyes light up, and they're going, wow, our church has been investing in this. I have been investing in this. Sometimes they say that. I've never come and stepped inside to see it for myself. You have to do that. It's so incredible. We get probably 100% of our staff and volunteers come from the church, from you. In fact, I'm going to highlight and embarrass somebody in the room today. Your own Janelle Smith is our new stewardship specialist at Bella Vita. Yeah, we are so excited to have her. So church, when I say you're investing with financial resources and human resources. The last thing I want to tell you about today is we have a room at the pregnancy center, and I will show it to you when you come to visit. And in that room is a wall that looks like graffiti. Beside the wall is a little chalkboard. And the initials of every AV or AM client go on that chalkboard. When we say AV or AM, it's abortion vulnerable or abortion minded. Women that come in and say, I'm going to choose abortion for this baby. Their initials go up on that board. And some days during our prayer time, our entire staff, whoever's in the building, volunteers, whoever, we pray at 9:15, and we pray over every single one of those initials. The other thing that's on that board is the name Dr. B. Dr. B is the abortionist at the clinic on Savannah Avenue. He has clinics all over the country. We pray for that guy, too. Some days, someone will get up. Maybe it's our nurse manager or one of our client advocates will get up. They'll erase an initial and go to the back wall. And there's a heart with the initials in the back wall. That means that woman chose life for her baby. I want you to come and see those hearts on the wall. If you see two hearts, it was twins. We are also doing abortion pill reversal. Have you heard of that? Do you know that the abortion pill right now is so easily accessible? You take two pills, the first pill and then a second pill. Some women take that first pill and they change their mind. What are they gonna do? They can come to us within there's a very short window. They can come to us. We can help administer a drug and turn that around. We did our first one a couple months ago. Baby's gonna be born in January. So when you think about the investment into this ministry, you are truly investing in life. And lastly, I know I said lastly three times. Really lastly, okay? We hear from a lot of folks that say, you only care about the baby. You don't care about things moving forward. How are you going to provide, how are you going to save all these babies and then just not provide resources for them? Well, we want abundant life for our moms and dads and babies. We want not just life, because the Lord promises abundant life. So we have partnered with an organization in town. We have not combined organizations, but there's a wonderful organization in town called Mom's House. They provide childcare, birth through kindergarten, for free if mom's in school. It is five-star, educational, wonderful childcare. And mama can go to school and know that her baby's being taken care of up through kindergarten. And so Mom's House has their first location over by Central Catholic High School and St. V's, right there on Franklin Avenue. And our executive director, Savannah Martin, and their executive director were meeting. My executive director was lamenting the fact that, hey, we're referring to you guys and we're getting waitlisted. We want our moms to be able to come and get their education, go to college, and know their babies are taken care of. Christina said, Savannah, I just need a piece of land. Ideally, close to the University of Toledo. Savannah said, we own some land. That was 3 years ago. If you drive down Westwood Avenue right now, right next door, you'll see being built Mom's House 2. It's called Lori's House, home of Mom's House 2 and Bella Vita Network. It's right next door to us. So we're going to be able to refer when a mama has an ultrasound. We'll get that baby on that list to have quality education and child care, and mama can go to school. The goodness of God in the land of the living, the goodness of God. There will be miracles. There are miracles. You guys are investing in miracles. Thank you so, so much. I have a table out there. I've got, we have First Fridays. I've got information on that. Times when you can come and see, okay? Thank you.
Amen. You may be seated. The book of James says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. They are powerful. I think of Melanie when she came up here. At 9:15 every morning, they pray for those initials. Imagine if we did that. I'd love it if we could get a list of the initials at 9:15. I'd have my team praying, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much, don't they? Amen? Imagine all those names going up before our Heavenly Father through all of you and all of us. Well, I'm Scott Gibson, and it's my privilege and honor to be here today. I'm so thankful to First Alliance Church for the ability to come, and then also just for everything that First Alliance Church has done for Toledo Christian Schools since 1975, when we were founded. In fact, we were founded in this church by four members who got together and prayed, and they said, we'd love to start a Christian school, and in the fall of 1975, it happened. And oftentimes, Jim Ellinger was one of those people. I would go to Jim, and I'll say, Jim, do you believe it? Do you believe what's happened since? And it's just been amazing to watch the journey. I've been a part of that since 2005, and many of you in here, I recognize faces. Raise your hand if you've been a part of TC in any way over all those years. Wow, look at the hands. So again, it's my privilege to be here today and talk a little about the school, and then also to bring a little bit of a message. If you have your Bibles, turn with me, if you would, to John, and we'll start at John 10. In fact, Melanie had a really good segue. I'm going to talk about the abundant life. But let me give you some background about Toledo Christian and what's happening there. Our mission has not changed really since 1975, and that is to partner with Christian families. To partner with Christian families. Again, 50 years. We're going to start celebrating that in January, by the way. That becomes 50 years this next fall. So we're excited to do that, and also to include First Alliance Church in that celebration. Really looking forward to it. So our mission really hasn't changed. It's to partner with Christian families to provide a college preparatory Bible-centered educational program where we educate, disciple, and prepare students to follow Christ and impact culture. So we educate with excellence. We disciple students, which is counter to a lot of educational models, would be character-driven to some extent, but the Bible is our foundation, period, with all that we do. And so educate with excellence, disciple students to follow Christ, and prepare them for whatever God would have for them to do. In fact, I just found out that one of our graduates from just 3 years ago is at Hillsdale College, and she was just awarded the Thomas Jefferson Fellowship, and she will be going to Washington, D.C. to serve a senator for an entire year. Isn't that amazing? Praise the Lord. So when we say prepare, we're preparing our students to walk in the halls of power so that they can bring Christ, their Christ-centeredness to all of that, right? Amen. Doesn't our government and everywhere around us need that? They absolutely do. And so we're excited about all this happening. In fact, as we're growing, and if you look over the last probably 5-6 years, we've been growing at a clip of about 30% every year. And in the past year, it's really gone up because the state of Ohio has passed a law with Ed Choice. Anybody familiar with Ed Choice? What's happening in the state? Yeah. So it used to be in the past that Christian families would say, I just can't afford a private education. That's really difficult. And with all the endowments that we have, and it certainly did help for sure. But now that Ed Choice is in place, over 80% of our students are now Ed Choice. They take Ed Choice from the state of Ohio, which really helps with tuition. And so I encourage you, if you're interested at all in private education, that you look into Ed Choice, and we'd love to help you through that journey too, if that would be a barrier you think is a barrier, is the financial piece of that. Don't let that discourage you. Well, I want to tell you also about the growth that's happening over at Toledo Christian. Right down the street is a building that used to be the United Methodist Church, Zion United Methodist Church, that was founded way back in the late 1800s. They built the building in 1949, and it sat vacant for 2 years. And we said, that's a good idea for a preschool pre-K. And so we looked into it, ended up purchasing the building from the United Methodist Council, and it's now our preschool pre-K. Take a look.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy
Song is so much fun. Just seeing the bright faces, it's a bigger space for them to expand. We have about 53 kids there right now. We have room for about 80. And so we're really excited about the growth that's happening across the street. That ends up feeding the main campus with kindergartners, which is wonderful. So a lot of good things happening. We can't thank First Alliance Church enough for investing in our campus and in our building and in us over the many, many, many years. And we get to thank you back with 50 years, and we're so thankful about that. But I encourage you guys, if you ever want to see that building, come see me. Just come to the front door and ask for me, and I'll take you over there. It's a quick little walk down the street, or I'll take my car, and we'll go see it and check out the kids. I got to play the apple game. You probably never heard of this. The apple game over there with the little preschoolers, where you have to find the apple behind the numbers, right? And so you have to hide your eyes. Oh, number two. And if you guess it, they get all excited. So just to be on that campus and to be with young people about that big, no matter what troubles you got going on in your life, if you play the apple game, you'll smile. I promise. You will smile. So in your Bibles, John talks about, in John 10:10, in fact, Melanie just brought it up, the abundant life. And I wanted to talk about that. Jesus said, I came so that you would have life to the full. And that's exactly what we want to do. Every time a child walks across, almost not children anymore, 17 and 18 year olds, I get to hand them their diploma. It's my prayer that what I talk about today will be in their hearts. That when we educate, disciple, prepare, that this will, what the message today will be in their hearts. And so, John 10:10, Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Not just any life, but the abundant life. And he explained it this way in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. The world will give them all kind of messages as to how they can get to the Father or get to heaven from different religions and all of that. In their senior year, they get to go through apologetics and talk about why this and why not that. But we're hoping to, again, prepare them. But when you look at the way, the truth, and the life that Jesus said, he says he is the only way, right? He is the only life, and he is the truth, the absolute truth. And so that's what we're teaching our kids. That's what we got to get ingrained in us to live the abundant life. So let me give you four quick steps that I think are super important that we often forget, we neglect. The first one is in Matthew 6:33. And if you like to go quickly through your Bible, go get it. That's great. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Jesus was answering a question from the disciples when they were saying, well, how do we get our clothes? How do we get our food and all of that? And he said, don't worry about any of that. God will provide it, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We don't do that when we have conflict, do we? We try to solve it on our own. I know you do, because I do the same thing. But then God often will take me back to get on my knees and say, Lord, it's yours. He said, cast all your cares upon me, right? And so, but yet we don't do the first step, which is seek first the kingdom of God. So I encourage you to do that. I'm encouraging me to do that today as well. Second step, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. This Proverbs verse, by the way, I asked our entire faculty staff, what's your favorite verse? I did this in an orientation. this was by and large their favorite verse. There were many favorite verses, but this was by and large one of their favorites. So let's read it together. If you guys could read it out loud with me. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Through the wisdom of Solomon, who wrote that, God is telling us to trust him, right? So we seek him, and then we trust him. Step two, we trust him. So let's go to step three. And this verse, by the way, hit me years and years ago. A person talked about it, and I went and studied it on my own. I'm like, okay, I got to really look into this one. And this has been one of my favorite verses over the last probably five years. And it's very simple, right? Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. Make it your ambition. Other versions of this, by the way, make it your goal. Aspire to. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. What does that mean to you? I tell the kids this at school. I say, you know, to live a life of quiet means that you do your homework. Because if you don't do your homework, it's going to be chaos eventually. If you don't study for the test, it's going to be chaos. If you decide to take on a bunch of debt, eventually it's going to be chaos, right? How do you pursue a quiet life? How do you make it your ambition to lead a quiet life? Think about that. It takes some thought, for sure, no doubt about it, as you go into decision-making, as you think about the abundant life, you avoid chaos by pursuing, making it your ambition to live a quiet life. And then step four, and I got to this step because I think this one has to be constant on our mind. Because there's no doubt we're in the middle of spiritual warfare everywhere we go, are we not? I mean, if Jesus is your Savior, then you know you're going to have trouble in this world. He said it. He said, but don't have any fear because I have overcome the world, right? Jesus said that. So, but we need to put on our full armor of God every day. And what is, when you break down the full armor of God, what is it? It's the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, it's the belt of truth, right? It's the gospel. Jesus is saying when you put, or in Romans, Paul is saying actually, when you put on the full armor of God, you're putting on the gospel. And then when you've done all that, what does it say at the end? To stand. Not that you'll, you know, you need to stand. It's you'll be able to stand, right? So as you go through life and you think about the abundant life, you walk through these steps, you seek first, you're looking for a decision, you got a problem in your family, finances, whatever it may be in your world that we all deal with at times, you seek first, you trust him, right? You've said, does this decision lead me to a quiet life, more a godly life, or more chaos? And then you put on the full armor to make sure, because you know that the devil's coming with all of the schemes that he has for you to get you to live a chaotic life. And so you've got your full armor, God, now you're standing. And what happens often? God will lift you up. Now, I love the verse in Ephesians 3:20, and if you have your Bibles, go to there, because I think it's super important. I don't have this on a slide, but I love when Paul says this to the Ephesians church. He says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we could ever ask or imagine. Think about that. Have you ever, when you gave your life to Christ, has he ever done exceedingly abundantly more in your life? I remember when I was in the Marine Corps, I had rededicated my life to Christ at Jacksonville, North Carolina, First Assembly of God. There was a preacher there, called us up front, and I went up front. And I grew up in the church. Went up front, gave my life to Christ again for the final time, because I knew what it meant then, in that moment. And I was driving back from that service onto base, which is about 3 miles, I think, back to my barracks. And on the way, I'm praying, weeping, just weeping, singing hymns that I learned in the church in a pew like this that I recalled. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to stand upon his promise. Amen? Hide God's word in your heart. Hide his hymns in your heart, because they'll come back to you later at the right time. But I sang that song, I'm weeping, I prayed for a godly wife. It was 1 year later, I married Kim. We've been married for 35 years. But that's God exceedingly abundantly more than I could ever ask or imagine. Praise the Lord. I want to end with one thing. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do. He will establish your plans. So as much as we have our plans, I say this all the time in our school, much as we have our plans and we plan well, we try to plan for every contingency, God will order your steps. Trust that. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for who you are. Lord, you are high and lifted up. And Lord, there's not a person in here that you don't know by name. You know every hair on their head. And Lord, you have a plan for them and a purpose. No matter how many days are left in their lives, Lord, you have a purpose. And so, Lord, we're so thankful that you do care deeply about us. You love us more than we could even love ourselves. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that today we would seek first your kingdom in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.